Maestro, welcome to Adelaide.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
What can people expect on Saturday night?
This is larger production than you've ever seen before for Lord of the Rings. So what you will see on the screen is the full complete movie, Fellowship of the Ring. All the sound effects and dialogue come out like normal, as you would hear them in a theater or perhaps at home on a DVD. But we're performing the entire live soundtrack synchronized to the film.
You've got a live orchestra, obviously, but a fixed product that you're playing to. How much more difficult is that than, say, compared to an opera?
Well, if you're working in an opera or a ballet, there are cues that people can follow. And if someone's a little bit behind, you can adjust for that. What we call rubato. You can steal a beat and gain a beat. But with this, I have a soloist, and the soloist is the film. So I have a click track in front of me. It's a video image that gives me cues when and where I need to be. So it's very interesting for a live performance. Sometimes we get a little faster and I have to slow down. Sometimes we're a little bit slow, I have to speed up. But it's a very large process of multitasking.
Well, what you'll see on Saturday night then is really quite a unique piece of performance.
Yes, and you will hear more music in our concert than you hear in the DVD or in the movie theater. The reason behind that is that the director and the editors can take down the music soundtrack in the editing process, but we don't do that. This is thought of to be a concert of film music with the film. It's not just going to see the movie. The score will be much more present. That's the concept of this piece. So where the editor might have taken music down or even eliminated it, I can think of one passage right off the top of my head. There are two bars of music that had never been heard. Howard Shore, the composer, wrote them, but they were edited out. But we play them.
And he'd be a bit cranky about that, I imagine.
Exactly. He wants his full score performed.
Tell us about Howard Shore. It's a beautiful piece of music.
Well, the whole concept that Wagner created of leitmotifs. So you do hear music every time the ring appears on the stage for the Fellowship of the Ring, the Lord of the Rings. There is a ring theme. There is a fellowship theme. There's an Isengard theme. And those come back, but not only in this movie, but also through Two Towers, which is the second volume, and Return of the King, which is the third volume.
You've got so little time to practice. Today is the first rehearsal. It's Wednesday.
Yes.
The first rehearsal for the full orchestra all together.
Yes.
And you're performing on Saturday.
Yes. That's the way that the professional world works. So they have access to their parts before I arrive. Then we have rehearsals today and tomorrow. And then we have a full dress rehearsal. Only one time do we actually run it with the film in the Entertainment Center Friday night before Saturday's performance. And it's only a one-show performance, so don't miss it.
But the stress.
I sweat a lot. And there's a lot of coffee in the morning and tends to be a glass of wine or two after each rehearsal and after each, or in the evenings and the performances.
Are you a Tolkien fan?
I read, actually, The Hobbit way back in seventh grade when I was a youngster, quite a few years ago. I had seen the movies, I admit, but I didn't know much about them. So I have become a huge fan after doing research, basically, for my job. But now I've gotten really into it, and you know, we have three movies coming up for The Hobbit, and Howard Shore's writing the music for all three.
What did you discover?
I think the hardest thing to realize for the orchestra, and as well as the chorus, it's the same chorus, it's the same orchestra throughout the whole concert, but we represent so many different things. So it's in the editing process, we have to change our color as performers to adapt to what's on the screen. Howard Shore was very specific about the types of sound he wanted, and every time the ring wraiths come back, we have a particular accent, and it has to be performed the same way. It's a very long concert for us. It's including the interval, 3 hours and 23 minutes. So it's a long haul, especially for the choir who have to sing. The French horns have a lot of notes to play. It's very difficult for the lips. But this is a great orchestra, and we'll have a great show.
I must let you go, because rehearsals start in 5 minutes, and you have half a hamburger that still needs to be eaten.
All right.
Eric Ochsner, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Hope to see you on Saturday.